morning and welcome to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We appreciate you tuning in to the show this morning. Today is Sunday, May 17, 2015. I am your host, Mike Habrick, and our guests are Legion. We have hosts of several podcasts based in the Twin Cities, Atheists and Skeptics All. During this live show, we welcome your phone calls to 952-946-6205 and your emails to radio@minnesotaatheist.org. Atheist Talk is not the only source for atheists and skeptics to listen to our flavor of talk in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We have Tim Wick and Nick Glover from Geese Without Gods.
Hi there.
Jim Fitzsimmons, who's no relation to any of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from Dimland Radio. Yep. Scott Lawrence from Positively Godless.
Hello.
And Maddie Love from Trans Atheist Podcast.
Hello.
Hi there. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
Just wanted to start by going around the studio and allowing you to introduce yourselves. Please speak into the microphone and tell me a bit about your podcast and why people need to listen to it regularly. Scott, would you like to start?
Sure. Show the video podcast called Positively Godless. I have two other co-hosts, Tyler Sulander and Jess Jerry. So we are in episode number 13 on YouTube. So it's a video podcast where we laugh a lot. We joke that it's kind of been a glorified therapy session.
Oh.
But, you know, we'd like to laugh a lot. We like to get serious as well. And we like to look at the non-believer nation as being positive, where we're not calling out names or being rude to anybody. But we have guests on of theistic nature, and we just ask them questions without really challenging them at this point of our show. We just kind of let them talk and let people make up their own minds of who they are. We want to let people be known as people, not just they're this or that.
Okay. Tim?
Sure. Hi. I'm one of the co-hosts of Geeks Without God, along with Nick and Molly Glover, who unfortunately could not be with us today, which is a shame because she would do all the talking.
Yeah.
But we like to say we're kind of the intersection of geekiness and godlessness. We do a lot of podcasting about atheist issues, but also we do a lot of podcasts about just geeky stuff. Last week's episode was just all about the Daredevil series on Netflix. We also are all comedians, so we hope that sometimes the podcast is also silly. This coming week is our 150th episode.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And Maddie?
I do a Minnesota Trans Atheist podcast, focused mainly on transgender issues, with atheism and skepticism kind of tossed in there and sciencey stuff. And then a lot of interviews with especially other transgender podcasts and transgender resources, and try to look at why you can be, you know, have a good life even though you're transgender. You can have a good life even though you're atheist, and I don't know, just have fun.
And you know, and so combination of the two together means a great life, right? Good plus good equals great, right?
Definitely.
Okay. And Jim?
That's math.
Well, sorry, I didn't tell you it was going to be in the quiz, did I?
I was told there'd be no math. I do Dimland Radio. You can call it a podcast because you can download it from the station that I do it. It's an internet radio station that's primarily paranormal in its programming, and I'm their resident skeptic, an atheist. So I'll do a show that's it's pretty much just me yammering on about whatever I'm interested in talking about, stuff that's happened, observations of what's going on, a little skepticism thrown in, pop culture talks and rants and such.
Whatever gave you the idea that you'd like to do a podcast?
Well, I had a friend of mine who's way into the paranormal, and he had a show on this network, and I started showing up in his chat room and, you know, being a little skeptical in the chat, and then it came up and says, well, Jim, maybe you should do a show, and this was 5 years ago. I've done 228.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. the station owner said, yeah, we want a skeptic. We like you, so go ahead and give it a shot. So I just started doing it.
Okay. And Maddie, what gave you the idea to do a podcast?
I started listening to Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and thinking, this is great. I always wanted to do radio. And then I was listening to The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, basically, if you got like a really crappy laptop and a really cheap mic and like $5, there's nothing stopping you from podcasting. And so I thought, give it a go. And then like 4 years later, I tried.
And how about you guys, Nick? What was the idea?
Well, we have some friends that have been podcasting for a while longer than us, apropos of nothing, folks, and I think we got a mic cast off from them when we started talking about doing Geeks Without God or something of that nature, and Tim just kind of talked to Molly and I, because we do other theatrical or creative endeavors together. It was just kind of like, I think we want to do something atheist bent, since we're all kind of on the same page here.
Yeah, and I'd been a guest on Apropos of Nothing, and I was like, hey, wow, I really enjoy doing this. I would like to do it where it's not somebody else inviting me to be on every 6 months. I just want to do it all the time.
Right.
And Molly and Nick just seemed like the right people for the idea that I had.
And he's regretted it since.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a bad idea. But yeah.
So you don't find that it brought you the fame and fortune that you had hoped, and the groupies?
All that fame and fortune that comes from podcasting, that sweet, sweet internet money.
Well, we've raised a lot of money for charity. I'm just going to say that.
No, that's true. We have.
But when you get a GMO show on there, you don't get like tons of money from Monsanto or anything.
I can't talk about that.
If they're writing checks, I'll cash them. I mean.
How about you, Scott?
I got into this. I was inspired by a KISS podcast called Three Sides of the Coin. That's a video podcast, so we basically kind of stole their format or borrowed their format.
Sure.
And I was just online, kind of doing the YouTube thing and listening to other shows and noticing, gosh, everyone's just beating up on people, beating up on their guests or whoever calls in. And I was talking to my friend Tyler Zoolander, who's a co-host of mine and one of the hardest working people of the show, because he does all the editing. And so I got to give him the credit is due. So went up to him. I'm like, hey, do you want to do a podcast? He's like, I don't know. And he got a name, and I told him. He's like, okay, done. And we got the software, and, it was pretty simple. And we got Jerry, and Jerry's like, yeah, let's do this. So, that's how we got started.
Now, on this show, we mostly, when we interview guests, it's mostly people that are already atheists or skeptics. Mm-hmm. Or we don't really get anybody on the air that's religious. Sometimes we do. Do you find that it's kind of a hard balance to have when you have somebody that's got like an opposite view on the spectrum, to make sure that it's a friendly show that people are interested in both listening to as well as being guests on the show?
Not really. I mean, we're relatively new. Today we air episode 13 that airs today. Mm-hmm. We had a guest. Our first guest was a radio host here in Minneapolis. And that was, a very, very good dialogue. And the next one I found through YouTube, and we're looking for more animated people. And he was one that was a challenge for us, but we got through it, but it ended up to be great.
So it is pretty good. So how do you find good guests to have in the show? I want to bring this to the Geeks Without Gods guys. How do you find some of the guests that you have on the show?
I think like half of our guests are either co-performers at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival or local comedy folks that we've worked with in one venue or another. Or I think geek community people. I mean, I think a few of our guests are people that I met through the same BBS that I met my wife through, for example, that are old friends of ours that I think either geeky one thing or comedy theater the other thing.
Being comedians actually is very helpful. It is surprising, I think, to a lot of people how many comedians are atheist/agnostic. So that provides us with a really gigantic supply in the local market of people that would make good and interesting guests. But we have friends and contacts with like the Skeptics and Freethought blogs. Mm-hmm. So we've had several of those folks on as guests as well. We can get into this later. I have not spent enough time working on remote guests on how to do that. Which is too bad, because there are a lot of people outside the state that we have contacts with that we'd love to get on the podcast as well. But fortunately, locally here in the Twin Cities, there is a amazing supply of really interesting atheists and agnostics.
I think we've skimmed that convergence convention guest list a few times, mm-hmm. like see who's coming into town for a bigger convention. And then while they're here for that other thing, we ride the convention's coattails and get them as a guest on our podcast.
Yeah, for instance, this year at Convergence, Melinda Snodgrass, who is a writer on the Wildcard series. She also wrote a very famous episode of Star Trek, and I'm going to get the name, The Measure of a Man. Anyway, she's going to be our guest at a live recording. So anytime we can grab somebody who comes in from out of town, we've been very lucky to get a good group of people.
One thing I wanted to note too, you had mentioned something that there are probably some people in this audience that may be too young to remember what they are. You said BBS.
Oh, right, yeah.
What is a BBS?
A bulletin board system. It's like a pre-internet dialing directly into another computer to read and leave messages and then leaving so that someone else can dial in. And depending on how many modem banks their phone lines they have, that's how many people could be connected at a time. And this is old Citadel software, it would have been. And it's still going today as an HTML Citadel board that our friend wrote. So
isn't that like a Google Hangout type situation too?
Like Google Hangouts great great grandfather.
Okay.
Like
14.4.
Yeah.
Kilobyte.
Yeah.
So we got one more minute left. And I'm going to let you start, and then we'll probably have to come back to you after the break, Maddie. How do you find good guests to have on the show? I've listened to a couple of your shows, and you get some great guests. How do you do that?
Well, I only put out 1 to 2 episodes a month. Ooh. I don't have to, like, deep mine like you guys do, like at Geek, so, you know, you have so many episodes. But for me, I just focus on transgender the community, Twitter, Facebook, and there's a lot of crossover in the transgender community with people that have been disaffected or affected by religion to where they're either leaving religion or they've left religion or they've been bashed by religion. So it's not hard for me to find, you know, just guests to talk to.
Okay. Well, please stay with us through the break, and we'll return to Atheist Talk with our guest podcasters from the Twin Cities area. I am Mike Obrick. You're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
We humans arrive on our planet knowing nothing. In our first 2 years, we learn how to clothe and feed ourselves, as well as the basics of communication. Humanists know that knowledge of our world is derived by observation, experimentation, and rational analysis. The Humanists of Minnesota are a group of humanists, agnostics, atheists, freethinkers, and others interested in finding rational and science-based solutions to our problems. Find our meetup group, meeting topics, book clubs, newsletters, and other activities at our website, humanistsofmn.org. Like us on Facebook or call us at 651-335-3800. The responsibility for our world is ours and ours alone.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
Whether you believe in a God or not, the best way to deal with the problem of the unknown is to carry insurance. Hi, I'm Georgia Hancock Soy, and I'm your friendly, all-knowing local farmer's insurance agent. I can't help you with the afterlife, but I can help you prepare for what happens after an accident. Whether it's homeowners, renters, car, business, recreational, or life insurance, I can help you with the risk of the unknown. Contact me at 651-491-5181.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
There are those that say that the recent severe storms are God's judgment. There are those that say humans are causing climate change. Humanists know that knowledge of our world comes from observation, experimentation, and rational analysis, not from reading horoscopes or old writings. The Humanists of Minnesota are a group of humanists, agnostics, atheists, freethinkers, and others interested in finding rational and science-based solutions to our problems by meeting times and locations, and more at humanistsofmn.org. Like us at Facebook, too, or call us at 651-335-3800. The responsibility for our world is ours. And ours alone.
Welcome back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. This is Atheist Talk. I'm your host, Mike Harbert. Today's guests are podcasters from the Twin Cities area. Welcome back to Atheist Talk, everybody.
Thanks.
I want to get back to the question that we had before we went on to break. Is do you have guests, or do you pretty much do it solo, Jim?
I pretty much do it solo. I have had guests in the past, but not many. I've had, as far as skeptics, atheists, Ben Radford and George Robb. I've had them on the show. But it's been a long time, and it's just, I don't know. We were talking up the air about how you guys put things together and you edit and all that stuff. I just do mine essentially live to laptop. That's it. If I really mess up the show, then I'll try and edit something out later. But it's pretty much because I used to do the show live, mm-hmm. and then it got to be there'd be server issues sometimes, and then I decided I'm just going to just record it and then put it on place and make sure it plays when it's supposed to. But guests, I don't know, that eats into me time. so I don't, you know, not many.
Your audience gets what they get, huh?
Yeah.
We try to do 50-50. So about half of our episodes have guests, and about half of our episodes are just the three of us.
Occasionally you do live in one sense, where you actually have like an audience.
Sure. Yeah. If we're recording at a like Convergence or a MegaCon or as a part of we're partners with Fearless Comedy Productions, so we record live at their Die Laughing 50-hour marathon,
We really like recording live. Pretty much, if we're given an opportunity, if somebody says, "Hey, you guys want to record a live episode?" If we can make it work, we will. I think it's fun to do it with an audience.
We've done it at the State Fair a couple of times, where the station itself will set up the booths and stuff like that, and then we'll go out there and we'll do live. And you're right, it is a lot of fun because you get a little bit more immediate feedback. You can see when people are groaning, you can see when people are laughing, you can see when people are applauding. And
the actor in me it's extra attention. So, it's a little bit more gratifying in a sense, immediately at least.
Maddie.
Yes.
For you, and I'll ask everybody too, so if you want to think about this, This is like performance. So performance is always going to have something go wrong that you have to work around.
Yes.
Have you had any disasters that you would like to talk about on this show?
One of my guests, I had got her on. I'd been chasing to get her on for like a month. And then we do this great 25-minute interview. I get all done. I look down at my little digital recorder, and the red light's flashing, meaning it's ready to record.
Oh.
But it didn't actually start recording.
Okay.
And so I Skyped her back right away. I'm like, Zinnia, I'm so sorry. And she was like, I'm free tomorrow. We can just basically redo the whole. And it was actually the second interview that ended up being better because, like, I could anticipate some of her answers so I could ask the question a bit different and get a but it was just that gut-sinking feeling when you realize that 25 minutes, it's just gone. There's nothing you can do to get it back.
Zinnia seems pretty cool. I mean, when I've seen her do stuff, so I can see how she would react well to that.
She was fantastic. I could not have asked for a better reaction.
How about you guys on your show?
We had a great experience.
Yeah, once. We have one lost episode.
Yep. We recorded the episode, and we always do an introduction and an outro that are specific for the episode. And when I saved the intro, I saved it under the same file name as the episode and saved right over the entire recorded episode. Normally, and it was one of those situations, I always save the episode twice. Mm-hmm. I save we use Audacity, so I save it as an Audacity file, and then I also export it as a WAV. So I've got two different versions of the file, and this particular episode, I didn't do that. And I wrote over it, and we actually had to get the guest in the next morning. It was Ron Bauman, who's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun. And he came in the next morning, and it's an The second recording is great because the entire time we're basically like, yeah, the last time we talked about this on the episode that you'll never hear because it doesn't exist.
Remember that thing we said that none of you heard before? Yeah. That's pretty much the theme of the episode.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, God, you guys should have heard how funny we were last night.
Right. I think that Molly and I didn't have to do or say anything because, like, Tim made himself feel so bad about that. Like just the look of guilt, like, the blood draining from his face as he, like, realized what happened. And he beat himself up about it real bad. It was kind of funny.
I still beat myself up about it. It's like every time we get done with an episode, I'm like, save it twice, save it twice, save it twice, save it twice.
I had C.J. Whirlman on one time, and he's in Indonesia. And so we had to use, like, a special calling card to get him on the air. And he had written a book about Muhammad, the history of Muhammad. It was really good, and so I wanted to have him on the air for that. And the card ran out of time because I had tested it a couple of times and used it. So I gave it to the engineer. You know, he's waving to me. I can't get him. I can't get him. So we didn't get him on the air. And so, fortunately, it wasn't just me in the studio. It was Scott Lohman, who does hosting every once in a while, too. And he interviewed me about CJ's book. That was kind of one of the fun things about live.
Yeah.
You can't go back. How about you, Scott? Have you had time to have any disasters yet?
Tyler and Jerry will say that I'm maybe one of the disasters of the show. No. Well, no, our disasters, if we can call them that, are really our bread and butter. Since we're a video podcast, it just makes it funnier. One example, we're recording the show, and my wife was upstairs, and she needed a lamp to read her Kindle, whatever it was,
right.
And she unplugged the internet. So we open up the show with me on the phone, as not knowing that they're recording me, telling this whole story.
Oh.
And I said, just get down there. Don't record it right now. I'm just, you know, freaking out. And you know, there's plenty of stuff you can see that we have in our blooper reel that is, you can consider disastrous, but I think that's our best stuff.
Sure. And how about you, Jim? Have you?
Well, back when I was doing it live, it was around Christmas time, and I had planned to play George Robb's song, I don't Believe in Christmas, But I Love It Anyway. And so I had planned on that. So the show's getting ready to start. I got the intro playing. And I've got a beer, because I can do that, and it's just sitting there, and I'm bringing up the volume of my microphone, and I shifted something while I'm waiting to talk, and I knocked the beer over, and you can hear the beer fall, and I went, oh, God damn it, and then I'm live, so I said, I have to take care of this beer problem. And so I just threw it to the song, but I hopefully I did it funny enough, but I threw it to the song and turned on the microphone and cleaned up the mess. So if you look on the archive, you look through the shows, it'll say The Beer Spill Show.
The Beer Spill Show.
Yeah.
It's a legend on the internet, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's heard of The Beer Spill Show.
Yeah.
I think all of us, we've all acknowledged, like, within the podcast themselves that we've made mistakes in the podcast, it sounds like, and used it as, like, something funny. I mean, to various examples, degrees or another.
No, we still got a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's just interesting that, like, you know, failures can be funny or you know, contributing to that's a type of content.
Mm-hmm. That's what we want, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, as comedians, you know, I don't know. I grew up on the Carol Burnett Show, and one of my favorite things about the Carol Burnett Show was when they would get each other to crack.
Right.
And there's something, as an audience member, that's very rewarding about performers screwing up and working with it. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons Johnny Carson was so popular, is he would tell awful jokes and recover from them way better than the joke had been.
Yeah.
His recovery from a bad joke was what made him such a funny person.
I think my favorite blooper reel ever was at the end of A Bug's Life. It's an animated blooper reel. Yeah. Isn't that perfect?
Oh, cool.
That was Please awesome. Stay with us through the break, and we'll return to Atheist Talk with our guest podcasters. This is Mike Harbeck, and you're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tune in to The Informed Investor every Sunday at 1 p.m. It's the financial radio program hosted by me, Jonathan Pine. As a licensed financial advisor, it's my goal to give you a better understanding of the financial world around you, your portfolio, and your investments. I look forward to spending Sunday afternoons with you at 1 p.m. That's The Informed Investor with Jonathan Pine on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota. See you this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Whether you believe in a God or not, the best way to deal with the problem of the unknown is to carry insurance. Hi, I'm Georgia Hancock Soy, and I'm your friendly, all-knowing local farmer's insurance agent. I can't help you with the afterlife, but I can help you prepare for what happens after an accident. Whether it's homeowners, renters, car, business, recreational, or life insurance, I can help you with the risk of the unknown. Contact me at 651-491-5181.
We humans arrive on our planet knowing nothing. In our first 2 years, we learn how to clothe and feed ourselves, as well as the basics of communication. Humanists know that knowledge of our world is derived by observation, experimentation, and rational analysis. The Humanists of Minnesota are a group of humanists, agnostics, atheists, freethinkers, and others interested in finding rational and science-based solutions to our problems. Find our meetup group, meeting topics, book clubs, newsletters, and other activities at our website, humanistsofmn.org. Like us on Facebook or call us at 651-335-3800. The responsibility for our world is ours and ours alone.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers, here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheist Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions, too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
This is Nora with your AM 950 weather update. Today's high is 77. There's a 50% chance of showers and hail. Tonight the low is around 45. More chances for thunderstorms. And Monday it looks like a high near 48, cloudy and breezy. Our garden management service includes weeding, pruning small shrubs and trees under 8 feet in size, and deadheading. We can also assist soil and plant needs and respond accordingly with amendments with environmentally friendly treatment. For more information, go to truenaturedesignonline.com.
Minneapolis and St. Paul have a rich tradition of comedy, art, music, and experimentation. I mean, just living here is a fringe festival at times. We have a May Day parade sponsored by a puppet theater that is essentially a giant pagan festival of fun. I love living here. We also have been on top of broadcasting to the internet, making podcasts in addition to live radio. And the great thing about podcasting is the people who make them have the option of narrowcasting. They don't have to answer to program directors about ratings. They can talk about the things that matter to them. rather than worrying about rating shares. Podcasting is legal pirate radio. The guests that we have online and on the air are taking advantage of this modern medium and are using their powers to do good. Maddie Love is the host of Trans Atheist Podcast. Tim Wick and Nick Glover are two of the hosts of Geeks Without God. Molly Glover was not able to make it, and I regret that because I love her on the show. And Jim Fitzsimmons is the host of Dimland Radio on Z-Talk, and Scott Lawrence is one of the hosts of Positively Godless. Welcome back to Atheist Talk on AM 950, KTNF, the voice of Minnesota. I'm your host, Mike Hobrick. If you have a question or a comment, please call us at 952-946-6205 or email to radio@minnesotaatheist.org. Team Podcast, welcome back to Atheist Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got some email questions, and again, this is radio@minnesotaatheist.org. And first I want to take one from Scott, and anybody can answer, you know, cut yourselves off, cut each other off if you need to. How technically savvy must one be to do a podcast?
Not technically.
I would say not technically savvy at all, especially if you like YouTube. I mean, everything you need to know about podcasting is on YouTube as far as getting one out.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just a matter of getting a mic. And there's podcast websites that'll teach you how to do it. And if you end up paying somebody to teach you how to podcast, you wasted your money.
Yeah. Our friend Matt Alex, who's responsible for the Apropos of Nothing podcast, which we've mentioned a couple of times, I basically recorded an episode with him, and he asked him what he did. He recommended a couple of pieces of software to me, one of which was Audacity, mm-hmm. which I'd already used for some
which
other
is
things.
Free.
It's free.
Right.
You can download it for free. The other one is another free software called Levelator, which mm-hmm. helps level out highs and lows in your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. It really is very, very easy. Anybody who wants to do it should.
You can start podcasting for, you know, as little as like $5 or as much as you want to spend on fancy recording equipment and soundproofing and stuff like that. It's just like anything, there's no ceiling on how much money you could spend, but the entry point is very, very low. It's almost nothing.
And that would just be finding hosting for storing your podcasts and broadcasting.
Or if you're doing like a YouTube option or something like that, you don't even have to worry about a domain name or WordPress or CSS, anything like that.
Also, I'll just add too, you know, with the technical side, also it's the side what is going to make you different than other shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, sure, we've kind of mirrored ourselves from the KISS podcast that I mentioned earlier, but it's a totally different topic and a totally different show. But that's my five cents.
Well, you'd have to marry my wife. And because she's the one that helped me out with all the technical stuff, but if I can, you know, I'm somewhat Luddite, if I can figure it out, you know, the way I do it is pretty simple. I just record it, and if I have to edit, I have some software for that. But I usually just let it go.
I'm probably excluded from marrying your wife, though, right?
Minnesota law.
We use WordPress as a. That's what our website is based on, and then it's just there are free plugins and stuff that help you upload and format everything properly, and then it all just gets pushed to an RSS feed that you give to iTunes, and they do the rest. It's very simple. There's a lot of how-tos and kind of walk-through information on how to get started.
I just love WordPress because it's got so much available, and because it's open source, I mean, you don't have to wait for them to respond to decide that there's been enough requests for a certain feature. I mean, people just do it because they need it. And I think that's one of the great things about keeping it updated and easy.
Yeah, a lot of people operate on like it's a free plugin, but if you want to throw me a few bucks type of a model. And when our domain comes up to renew, that's kind of when I go through all our plugins and be like, here's a buck. Thanks for the past year of service.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you want to keep those people supported just because they make it easy, and they kind of help everyone else do their thing.
They'll do it whether you give them money or not.
It's true.
Give them money because they do it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like an ethical thing to do, you know?
Yeah. We've got to make geekiness pay off.
Right.
Now, here's the email question that we have. This is from Chuck in Minneapolis. Have any of you tried the crowdfunding source Patreon.com? I follow the soothing... Is it the Scathing Atheist podcast, broadcast from somewhere in Georgia? Did just receive, reached $1,500 in Patreon donations per weekly episode. And he said, I've also checked out the local towns.
Holy but crap. About,
yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Patreon.
I know.
I've heard about it, yeah. We're relatively new. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
We're relatively new because we still have to grow. We've mm-hmm. only, like I said, 13 episodes in. It's something we're definitely going to research, but, you know, we obviously have to build our fan base,
sure.
too, so.
I'm actually researching it. I'm an independent writer, and as a freelancer, I've been researching Patreon for a personal page, and actually we'll probably be coming up with one. Keep your eyes open for it.
Okay.
Help support somebody trying to be a full-time comedy writer. It is a very good source for people who are freelance and looking to find a way to crowdfund some additional funds to help them be what they want to be, especially in the creative field.
I know I had seen, I think my first exposure to it was fairly recently. Rebecca Watson
right.
had started up a Patreon site for her for video blog posts or something of that nature, and that had kind of caught my eye, and, you know, we follow her on Facebook, and so
she's been a guest on our podcast a couple of times.
Yeah, that's true. Cool. I don't know if we've looked into it, but I think we've all individually thought about it and haven't had a conversation yet.
Mm-hmm. Joseph Scrimshaw, a formerly local comedian who has been a guest on our podcast, he has a Patreon site. And has he's a pretty good friend, and I've actually been talking to him about setting up Patreon. It's been very successful for him. He gets like $500 a month, and he's a full-time comedy writer, and that it's amazing. It's a really good resource, because even if $100, if you can get people to give you $100, that's $100 that you don't have to figure out how to earn yourself, that you can focus on new writing that isn't necessarily profitable right away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I set one up a while ago and then realized I couldn't use it at first because the music that I have for the show, I talked to the artist and they were cool with me using it for free.
Right.
As long as I wasn't profiting. But then recently I'd kept that. It's patreon.com/trans. So I was like, oh, I'll get that one right away.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I started using mine where I'm raising money for my son's transgender surgery. And the band was like, hey, that's cool because, you know, you're not really profiting off it.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a great tool. I haven't raised much because I just started it going, but it is. It's just a great tool. It's not like podcasting pays money normally. So, and, you know, you can still put your episodes out for free. And then with Patreon, you can upload that episode to Patreon as well. So, my listeners can still just listen free whenever they want, or they can choose to pay for it. It's completely up to them.
And that's a good point that you make, is that even though podcasting itself really isn't a job for most people, there is a lot of work that goes into it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to get reimbursed for your time.
Yeah, I probably put 20 hours of work into 1 hour of podcasting.
I don't.
I do. Well, yeah, I think.
But and I podcast solo, so between marketing, between editing, between recording, finding your guests, writing your questions, all that stuff. It's fun. I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of work. It's like having a part-time job.
Just because it's fun doesn't mean it's not work.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, or just being passionate about something makes the work less like that fatigue type of stress, you know, but it's still work. It's still stress. It's still we're pretty lazy and low-key. I shouldn't say, like, it's so much work because I don't do anything.
but even doing this show, you know, like our host and our interviewers spend a lot of time off air kind of getting ready for it. I start my butterflies start like for the next show as soon as this one's over.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so, is the guest going to show up? Are they going to call? Am I going to have enough to talk about for a full hour? Mm. You know, and all those things come in. And so yes, I think it is worth getting a little bit of compensation for, even if you're not going to turn it into a job. Nothing wrong with that. Have you thought about
I just began to hear about it, and I'm affiliated with a station, so I'm not sure what I can do as far as my show, but it is something that's worth looking into. That sounds interesting.
Please make your checks out to Geeks Without God.
We'll
have an address online. You can just www.geekswithoutgod.com. Just check it out.
Well, that's a fair
shameless
plug, yeah. So, speaking of that, you have to build up a good following. Do you feel like you have a pretty loyal following? Do you have a way of tracking how many views that you have? And
so, ours, Positively Godless, is through YouTube, so that's very, very easy to track.
Mm-hmm.
We have great fans so far, being just babies right now.
Sure.
But, you know, we have one fan, his name is Headcase, and he'll give us a review every single episode. Huh. And it's fantastic, and he'll say, well, you're doing this wrong, or not necessarily wrong, but he'll correct me on something stupid I've said, which is every episode, I'm sure. Not trying to downplay my, you know.
Like we say at work, opportunities missed.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, a lot of great, great fans just from around the States, and even we get some from the UK, you know, chiming in. So that's kind of cool, using that forum to, you know, build our base. Again, we're trying, and hopefully this is another way to do it, youtube.com/positivelygodless.
And there's links to all your on our site here. So
we for our RSS feed that feeds up our podcast episodes that are tagged as such, we actually send that to Feedburner, which is like a Google service. Mm-hmm. And then that feed burner RSS is what we use for iTunes and for other downloading aggregates. So with feed burner, you get Google Analytics. So we can see roughly where our viewers are in the world. I mean, the majority of our listeners are in the United States, but we do have some regular listeners in the UK and in South America. And
Australia.
Malta. Malta. Yeah, it's really interesting to see. And some of that's like, you know, ignorable web traffic spider type stuff. But you start to see, you know, patterns of who's listening regularly. And I think our listenership, I guess is the right word. We maybe get like at least 1,000 listeners a week. About
that's pretty decent.
It's flattering. I don't understand how it happened still, but it's great.
It's because Molly's really very interesting. I'm sorry she couldn't make it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We'll try to have another show with Molly.
Yeah. just Molly.
And then how many?
I use Libsyn, which is a podcasting service, mm-hmm. and then it does the same thing like FeedBurner. Tells me exactly who's downloading and what technology they're downloading with and everything else, but it's great.
I can't tell. I don't know. I have the same listener that's listened every week pretty much since I started doing it. She's out in Denver, and my younger brother drops into chat, but the owner of the station says, don't go by what the server's telling you. So I don't know. I don't know who's downloading, who's listening. But I just do it. So
you'll probably be surprised. There's probably a lot more than what you think.
Hope so.
Please stay with us through the break, and we'll return to Atheist Talk with our guests. I am Mike Habrick, and you're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
What would talk radio sound like if it didn't have a partisan agenda, didn't support the status quo, and attempted to expose corruption and injustice at every turn? Oh, yeah. And it was hosted by an opinionated stand-up comedian.
It would sound like Pardon the Dissent.
Here come the drums!
Join me, Joy Vincent, live every Monday night at 11 p.m. for Pardon the Dissent. It's talk radio like you never heard it before.
Sponsored in part by Bail Bonds Doctor. The doctor is in, we need to get out.
Whether you believe in a God or not, the best way to deal with the problem of the unknown is to carry insurance. Hi, I'm Georgia Hancock Soy, and I'm your friendly, all-knowing local farmer's insurance agent. I can't help you with the afterlife, but I can help you prepare for what happens after an accident. Whether it's homeowners, renters, car, business, recreational, or life insurance, I can help you with the risk of the unknown. Contact me at 651-491-5181.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe, and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dinah. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly. Plus, our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers. With scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from, it's no wonder why Cucumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Cucumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least two events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words Click Here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota. I am Mike Hobrick. Before we go back to our guests, I wish to thank our sponsors. Atheist Talk is produced with funding from the Minnesota Atheists, the Humanists of Minnesota, Farmers Insurance Agent Georgia Soy, and Cucumbers Restaurant in Edina, Minnesota. If you would like to advertise on this program, please contact us at radio@minnesotaatheist.org. The program is put together by dedicated volunteers and the generous donations of listeners. If you are able to help with the donation, please consider doing so at our Radio Fund page. Perhaps we should get a Patreon page for us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are able to help with the donation, please consider doing so at our Radio Fund page. Minnesota Atheist is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. We would like to thank the donors who sent in money this last week and on a continuing basis. Our music is composed by member Brent Michael Davids. The monthly meeting this afternoon will feature a talk by Mr. Paul Ainge General Manager Scott Bush about unbelievable baseball. It starts at about 2 o'clock at the Ramsey County Library in Roseville. Right after today's show, there will be a brunch meetup at Cucumbers, one of our sponsors. Head over to 75th and France in Edina and meet us there. And now, back to our guests. So we talked about the podcast a little bit, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things that interest you outside of the world of pirate online radio. Jim, what is something that you like to do?
Well, I'm a cartoonist and an illustrator and a portrait artist. And I make just enough to do that to have three other jobs. And I also write for a couple of blogs. There's a comic book shop out in Minneapolis, Nostalgia Zone. I've started blogging for them. And occasionally I blog for the Stuck in the 80s, their blog site, which is run out of Tampa Bay. And then my blog site, I do that. So, but which is essentially my show notes.
Oh, sure, okay.
Yeah, and so I just expand on some ideas that I may have not gotten to on the show and on that. But yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm working.
What about you, Maddie?
Well, I'm working on getting my bachelor's degree in lab to extend that. So that's most of my free time. And then I also I chase my grandkids around. And then I also edit another podcast and get that up. And that's a weekly show, so it's a bit more of a.
What's that show?
Do you want to plug it? It's called The Queer Life. Okay. It's out of KBBF 89.1 FM in Calistoga, California.
Okay.
And it's a great show, queerlife.org.
But send me an email, and I'll include it with today's show.
Certainly,
show
yeah.
Notes. Yeah. Okay. Nick?
This past year, I quit my job to go back to school full time, which has been an adventure. But then, Molly and I perform at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. We're street performers there. We do some short form improv and long form improv with a few groups. Double blind improv is a show we do sometimes. It's at Honey in Northeast Minneapolis. And then we're both members of Vilification Tennis, which is, adult, like very blue insult comedy, and not everyone's cup of tea for sure.
But if it is your cup of tea, we have a show coming up this Friday called The Good, The Bad, and Your Mom. So it's a Western theme show. I can't say a lot, but I know we're going to be doing Vilification Oregon Trail. So I don't know what that's going to be.
I don't know, but
somebody's
going to
die of dysentery.
It's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Any capitalism? Any...
no doubt.
Okay. It's inherent in the theme.
And that's just basically where it's a contest where you trade insults or how does it work?
Basically, yes, that's what it is, but it gets more complicated as
it's
it goes.
It's like doubles tennis, only instead of volleying a ball back and forth, it's volleying insults, personal epithets. We're all consenting to make fun of each other, so it's... like the friendliest group of terrible people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, pretty awful.
And where's that going to be?
The Bryant Lake Bowl in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find out more if you go to the Vilification Tennis Facebook page.
And that's in the theater section?
Yeah.
Facebook page.
Lane 3.
Yeah, no, it's in the theater
in
there.
Right.
Bryant Lake Bowl. Yeah. Okay. So there's a Facebook page for...
For Vilification Tennis,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And Scott? Do you have any outside interests, or is podcasting your life?
No.
We'll get back to you, Tim.
No, go ahead, Tim.
What? No. I do want to say I am a freelance writer, a comedy writer. I have a show opening called Jenny Bandage versus the Unpronounceable Acronym, which opens on May 29th, and it is about – it's a send-up of the spy genre, except in this case, all the spies are scientists. So people listening to this radio show, I think, would really, I think, enjoy this.
Jenny, scientists.
Yeah, they're scientists. That joke's in the show, by the way.
I suppose so.
Okay, so that's a complete spoiler. There's other funny stuff, right?
There are two other jokes in the show. Okay. So you can look forward to those. It opens on May 29th. It plays at the Black Forest Event Center, which is right – at the Black Forest Inn, they've got an adjoining kind of banquet room, and that's where the show is going to be taking place. That's at 1 East 26th Street in Minneapolis. You can find out more if you go to fearlesscomedyproductions.com. And I really hope that people come and check out that show because I'm very proud of it, and it's going to run for 3 weeks, opening on May 29th.
So not only will we be able to get some genuine bratwurst, but we'll also have some great fun and laugh at the same time.
Beer, bratwurst, and scientists.
Okay. Yeah. What combination you can't miss.
Exactly.
Okay, Scott, now it's your turn.
I do a lot of writing as far as music goes. I'm a musician, so I have a studio in at home, and I like to tinker around. And,
okay.
And Tyler and I, my other co-host, play at the Shakopee VFW every Sunday.
Oh, really?
So we did like an open mic, open jam, and just kind of hang out and laugh a lot and try to make some music. And just a shameless plug, I wrote the theme song for Positively Godless.
Oh, cool.
Which is actually written about a girl, but we used the Making Me Crazy is the name of the song. So
the applicable part?
Yeah. But that's what I do, and I just enjoy my family and enjoy my wife and 11-year-old son, Gavin.
Cool.
So...
All right, we just have a little bit of time yet, so just briefly, if you want to mention, and then give me back the mic, it was 1 minute left to go. Are there any additional podcasts that you'd like to plug and share with our audience?
Not apropos of nothing. Just don't listen to them.
Apropos of nothing.
They're terrible people.
They're your rivals now, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, I do another podcast called A Real Education with Melissa Kersher and Jenny Young. It is a podcast. Our friend Jenna has never seen any movies ever.
Oh, wow.
So we are showing her every movie that she should see and then talking about the film. So you can find that at reeledu.com.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Scott.
I just want to plug these guys.
Okay. Maddie?
The Queer Life. Excuse me. Oh, queerlife.org.
Okay.
Just search The Queer Life on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you use podcast. I use Pocket Cast, but whatever you use podcast for.
And that's not spelled funny. Like his no, it's just Q-W-E-R.
It's The Queer Life with no spaces.
Q-U-E-R.
Yeah. Or go to thequeerlife.org. And they actually, she does a Google Hangout with every episode live streaming. Cool. But, and then also pulls the audio and puts it online.
Okay, Jim, you got 3 seconds.
Oh, stuckinthe80s.com, they have a podcast. Great. I'm occasionally on it.
Well, I'd like to thank our audience for tuning in to Atheist Talk. This is Mike Harbrick, your host. Join us next Sunday, and our guest will be poet and philosopher Jennifer Michael Hecht. I'm proud to be on the air with Minnesota Atheists, and I hope that you appreciate the show. The show depends on the generous support of our members, our sponsors, and donors. Please consider supporting the show through the donation link at mnatheist.org. This has been Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota. The podcast for the show will be on our radio page later today. Have a nice Sunday, everybody.